Hey, entrepreneur, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Marketing Minute. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular talk is entitled How and Why Certain Smart Marketing Strategies Continuously Make You a Ton of Money for Literally Pennies on the Dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, have you noticed the top banks? They do a sort of synergistic marketing, advertising, promotional approach with each customer, and here's what I mean. They get you to initially come in and open an account, and they'll offer you maybe a battery-operated radio, some free gift, a coupon, something to get the ball rolling, and here's why. A, they want to try to get you for a high-interest rate credit card, as high as law will allow. Secondly, they may want to get you to get their car loan, your car loans, or future car loans through them. Third, of course, they want to get you to take out a mortgage or perhaps refinance through them. Look at all these income streams. The next thing they want to get you to do is, if you're interested in getting a business loan and you qualify, perhaps getting a business loan through them. They want you to buy your life insurance through them. They want you to also get your, what's the next thing? Help me out here, audience. Your investments. Now, if they can get you on 5 or 7 or all 8, 7 or 8, how many products we mentioned, look at the money they're earning. This is what you call multiple streams of income. Now, here's the other thing. As an inducement, they might offer you a free or a semi-free box to keep your goodies in, you know, your jewelry and that sort of stuff. And they may give that box to you for a safe deposit box. I'm saying box. I'm hoping you understood what I meant, but safe deposit box. They may give it to you at the first 3 months free, 90 days, and the second 3 months at cost, or the first 6 months at cost, or the first 6 months free, or the first 9 months free, and you pay for the last 3 months, or an entire year free, depending on how many products and services you have. Now, for just a second, suppose the banker does a joint venture, collaboration, whatever you want to call it, with your retail jewelry store. And again, because you know as a retail jewelry store owner, no matter how many locations you have, your ideal customer is worth anywhere from, say, a low of 600. And remember, that 600 would not be all cost, because it may only cost you half of that 600 in terms of the fulfillment cost, hard cost of the jewelry or jewelries they buy from. But anyway, you say you have a low of $600 to a high of $10,000, and that's over a 5 to 7 year period. And let's say, because you're using these kind of non-traditional marketing strategies, lead generation strategies, and conversion strategies, etc., that 60 to 85% of that is pure front-end gross profit, and the other 15% is the cost that we're going to share in here now. So in reality, here's what the bank does. They say, you know, they put a certificate in your box, safety deposit box, and it says, if, let's say, if these are renewals, they say, if you renew for the next year, we have a special arrangement with the jeweler across the street, which is your jewelry store. And it says, for the next 10 days, not business days, 10 days only, exclamation point, you come in alone and you can save 10% off. You drag a friend with you, you say, I'm sorry, 10% off, up to $500. So, you know, it's kind of a limited window, a small amount. Drag a friend with you who's at least 18. You save 40% off the purchase, up to $1,500. And we never talk about it, ladies and gentlemen, but the person they drag, we're going to do an OTO, one-time only offer for them, meaning they have to take advantage of it before they leave the store, or, you know, they just have to settle on what's available when they come back, if they ever come back. But here's the point. You tell them, if they renew their box for a year, they save 75% off. The jewelry store, you're going to pick up that balance, because the banker is going to allow you every 90 days, every 3 months, to put an offer in those boxes. Those are the ones who take advantage of it. If they renew for 9 months, they're going to save X. And it's going to work itself down. 6 months, this. 3 months, that. And it's going to be lower, you know, it's going down sliding scale. But each time, you're going to put something in there, an offer, And your back end is obviously the I'm saying as a jeweler, the repeat sales. Plus, you're going to have a joint venture, say, going with for the ladies. It's going to be the, you know, famous. They come by themselves and they can save 10% off a women's facial deluxe treatment at the time they redeem the gift certificate. They drag a friend, both get the deluxe facial treatment for free. And it's a $47 value for each. For the gentleman, you're going to have an arrangement with a local auto mechanic that's reputable, not the franchise big boys and girls, the mom and pop local business owner. And you're also going to have an arrangement with a retail appliance center that you're going to send a gentleman to, and he can save money provided he drags a friend. But hopefully you see the point of how the banks create this marketing synergy. You and I can do the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you within a 10-block radius of your offline business, product, or service, there are potential, what we call joint venture partners, where you can be their back end, they can be your back end, you can both strategically cross-promote each other simultaneously. If one has email or SMS, you know, text message capability, and the other one doesn't, then you have them send a message to their audience, an extremely timed gift certificate or discount coupon for first-time customers only via them. In other words, let's say you're the business and I'm going to send my list to your place of business as a special gift from me introducing first-time customers to you. You can do this all day long. And if you're not doing it, shame on you. You're leaving a ton of money on the table for your potential major competitors, both now and in the future. So without going any further, I hope you can see the untapped strategic marketing potential and promotional potential that's staring you in the face. Now, you got to do a couple things before you just run out willy-nilly. You got to get a general idea of what the long-term lifetime customer value is of your ideal prospect slash customer. Because remember, they got to be a prospect first and then they become a customer. Once you know those numbers, it's just a matter of figuring out what your spread, in other words, what's cost, what's profit, and whatever that spread is, doing stuff that's non-conventional and non-traditional. You start doing that and you're definitely going to start moving ahead. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, if you got value out of this particular episode, here's what I need you to do. Forward this, in reality, it's probably going to be embedded in a blog post. Forward the blog post to any particular startup entrepreneur, small business owner, service provider who you care about and they respect your opinion. They'll thank you for it later. Number two, if you want paid professional help based off what you just heard, or maybe you already heard or read a few other blog posts and found one of these audio posts embedded in it and you like what you hear, just reach out to me via my blog, canmarketonlinenow.com/contact, and put in the subject line, paid help. And if you're in the States, we'll set up a time that's convenient for both. I'm on New York time, Eastern Standard Time, EST, and we'll figure out a time where we can do a 15-minute discovery call. And here's what we're going to try to discover. A, if we're not a fit in terms of you becoming a either one-time or, you know, long-term repeat customer client, then perhaps we can do a strategic joint venture of some kind. Who knows? That's what we'll try to find out on that call. If you're outside of the States and you still want paid professional help, just put in the contact form, paid help, but let me know what part of the world you're in, and we'll have to do a Zoom call, 15-minute Zoom call. Now, here's the other thing. If you know anybody, or if you yourself, ladies and gentlemen, have a podcast, and it's a, you know, entrepreneurial, small business, service provider based, lead generation, conversions, and all that stuff, copywriting, if you're proactively looking for guests, I'd definitely like to be on your show. Reach out to me via my contact page and just put potential guest podcasting opportunity in the subject line, and we'll go from there. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to head over to my blog. I want you to read at least three different blog posts in three different categories, and here's why. By the time you get to the third blog posts, it should be evident whether you and I are a fit or not. And if we're not, it's okay. It's billions of people online and billions more coming online, so it's not a problem. But if we're not a fit, somebody you know might be a fit. Okay? This is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Looking forward to being with you again, entrepreneur, in the not-so-distant future with another episode of The Marketing Minute.